Today, Governor Patrick and members of his cabinet spoke about the preparations Massachusetts is making ahead of Hurricane Sandy. In his remarks, the governor advised state residents to stock up on the necessary supplies, to check on their neighbors and pets, and to stay safe. But the governor also talked about keeping an eye on the utility companies and talking about the utilities' response and outages caused by last year's October snowstorm and Tropical Storm Irene. The governor outlined some of his frustrations.
Though there were a lot of crews, the tree crews and the line crews were not necessarily well coordinated. So a line crew would go to some place where the power was down, but because there wasn't somebody there to remove the tree that had caused the power line to come down, they couldn't deal with it. So what we've been after, what I've been looking for from the utilities is some assurance that they're going to be pairing these crews.
Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs Rick Sullivan assured that the Department of Public Utilities has been communicating closely with utility companies and that they are under a high expectation for the storm. Sullivan announced that the utilities are placing liaisons in every community in the Commonwealth to supply more direct communication with state residents.
Every city and town has been assigned a community liaison from the utility, and we expect that if they have not already, that by the close of business today, all of the utilities will in fact have made contact with that community liaison to make sure everybody is aware of the staging places are, phone numbers, names, and contacts.
Secretary Sullivan did say that utilities have provided state authorities with detailed lists of high importance areas such as nursing homes and hospitals. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation is also making sure its highway crews are ready. Currently, MassDOT is inspecting and preparing its equipment, reaching out to emergency contractors, and clearing roadside ditches and catch basins. Secretary of Transportation Richard Davey.
MassDOT always prioritizes our roads first and foremost to clean and clear, just to make sure that first responders, the National Guard if needed, can access areas, remote or otherwise, across the state. We then make our crews available to cities and towns if they need them, utility companies, or, as happened last year, we actually sent some crews to Vermont.
Davey also said that the MBTA is preparing for the storm and will make efforts to prevent disruptions in service. Officials also discussed how the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency is monitoring the storm and working with local municipalities. Peter Judge, Public Information Officer for MEMA, said that their preparatory work is ongoing.
You know, we're making sure that the local public safety officials have their ducks in a row, that they've done their due diligence, that they make sure that they have their generators where they think they are, they have fuel for the generators, they have their call-down lists.
MEMA has released a 15-point preparedness plan, which can be found linked to our website at wamc.org. Governor Patrick also pointed out how Massachusetts residents can find out more information to stay safe.
For the latest updates and an entire list of safety tips, visit mass.gov or call 211. 211.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.